Hey, everybody.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Your name is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name. I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it's just for me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Oh,
Hey, welcome everybody. This is author Jazara. Happy Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day 2020. I hope that everyone is well, practicing social distancing, staying well, and enjoying your day. I'm just really excited to be here. Thankful to AAALAC for allowing me to utilize the platform this evening to be on Blog Talk Radio and to share with you about who I am and my books and my literary journey. So I'm just happy to be here this evening. And thank you all for listening and the callers that we have in the queue. I'm going to figure out how to get you on with your questions or your comments. So I'm going to figure that out in a moment. I do apologize. It has been a while since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. Matter of fact, I don't think I've been on Blog Talk Radio for like maybe 7 years. I feel like a newbie. Even though I used to do 2 shows a week for a couple years, I feel like a newbie to this. So thank you. Thank you guys for being here and allowing me to spend part of your Mother's Day with you. I have some books that are out, and I guess I'll just talk a little bit about how I got started writing. I got started when I was in elementary school. I had a teacher that would put me in the Wee Ones corner, which would be the equivalent of Time Out today. And one day I finished my work, and she had this look on her face like, nope, nope. Cannot let you out now. And I'm looking at her like, what are you doing? And she hands me a manila composition book. And I'm looking at her like, what do you want me to do with that? And she's looking at me like, make it do what it do. So as I spent my time in that isolation, I made it do what it do. And I started writing stories, and I fell in love with writing it. So long story short, I've been writing ever since, and I haven't seen elementary school in a long time. As a child, did teach elementary school for 5 years, a wonderful experience. Every teacher should experience that, but I now teach high school again for the second time in my career, and it's pretty cool. But that's how I got started. And so my first book is a book called Contradictions, which is really raw and gritty and unpolished. Didn't really know what I was doing when I put out Contradictions. Just knew that I had this story in my head that wouldn't go away, and I wanted to write it, and so I did. But I really didn't know the ins and outs of publishing and what a book should be like. So Contradictions is still on the market. You can get it from Amazon, but it is a really raw, as I said, uncut book. But over the years, I've learned what to do. I run Tranquil Moments Publishing, and so I now publish my works under Tranquil Moments Publishing. But Contradictions is a good story. It's about a young lady named Eric Smith who has this deep, profound hate for her mother. And it's everything she hates about her mother, she's becoming that woman. So, and then there's this really nice Mother's Day scene that is really off the chain in the book because she comes face to face with her mother. I believe at that point, Eric is like maybe 16. So she comes face to face with her mother on Mother's Day, and her mother is really looking for some accolades and pat on the back and everything, but her mom has never been there. So it's a really emotional scene for Mother's Day. And I tend to do that sometimes in my writing. Put in holidays, and so Contradiction has Mother's Day theme, and so does my latest, my second to latest book, not the latest, because I just released that about 2 weeks ago, but my book, My Love Won't Last Forever, His Wife, Oh, my goodness. If you're not familiar with my writing, I have these characters, Malachi and Nyree, who cover a 3-book series. And so his wife is the last book in the series. And so there's a gentleman, Ivan Merrick, and he has this deep, profound hate for Malachi Chandler because Malachi Chandler has really disrupted his life in a way that Malachi is not even aware of. And so Ivan wants to get revenge on everyone and everything. And so what he does is he can't directly get to Malachi. So the next best thing to Malachi is Malachi's ex-wife. And so Ivan inserts his way into Nyree's life and everything and becomes really a major thorn in her side and a major problem for Malachi and Nyree and their family. And Ivan's mother is very sick. She's ailing and everything. And so when Nyree realizes that Ivan is the one who's caused all this unrest in her family and her home, and at one point he gets blatant enough to even threaten her family, she reminds Ivan, hey, bro, you can be touched. Your mom, just because she's ill, or your mom can be touched. And so when she issues out this threat, you know, he kind of takes it like, whatever. But things begin to unfold, and he realizes that Nyree just might be the one behind all this drama that's going on in his life. And so it gets really interesting, so much so that it becomes very interesting on Mother's Day in this book. What unfolds for Ivan is really a tragedy that I would hope no one ever has experienced on Mother's Day. But it becomes a tragedy, and in this tragedy, he finds himself needing to connect with his enemy, Nyree Chandler, and it's like, you know, what does Nyree do? Does she leave her Mother's Day celebration to go assist this person who's been threatening her and causing her so much drama and pain? That's all I'm going to say about that book as far as the Mother's Day scene. But again, the name of that book is My Love Won't Last Forever. His wife is available in paperback on Amazon. So definitely you should check it out. I like it. It's a good book. It's the last in the series. And so the series begins with Nyree and Malachi being in their 20s, and in this last book, they're in their 40s. And so you kind of have, if you followed the series, you've kind of been with them for about 20 years. And so I retire them in that book. That's just enough of them. I retire them. They've had a good run. I first released that series. Original title was Love Don't Live Here Anymore. And then I re-released book one in the series under the title The Love She Longed For. So The Love She Longed For is the first story of Malachi and Nyree, and it's available on Kindle, on Amazon. And then there's a book two. The book two in that series is Chaotic Bliss. And so in book two of that series, if you're interested in book two of that series, you have to contact me directly to get book two. That's an exclusive book that you can only get through me. You won't find it on Amazon. And so if you want to get book two in the series, I'll tell you a little bit about book two, but I'll tell you how you can get it first. You can email me at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, 1234@gmail.com. And I'll give out my email again before we end our blog talk session here. But book two, again, you have Malachi and Nyree in book two. You also have Eris Smith. Eris is the young lady I was telling you about in Contradictions, my first book. You have Eris Smith also pop up in Chaotic Bliss. And then you have other characters that I bring along. Shauna. You have Mayor Damon Carrington. And you have a couple other minor characters in Chaotic Bliss. But what happens in Chaotic Bliss, Malachi and Nyree get divorced. Well, actually, they divorce at the end of book one. And so you see their life in Chaotic Bliss, what unfolds after divorce life, I guess you would say. And it's quite a bit of drama. Like, Nyree has this guy that she was seeing in book one, Colin, and he's so jealous of Malachi. And so you see some drama and interaction going on between Colin and Malachi in book two. Eris, Nyree's best friend, you see some unbecoming behavior from Eris that you wouldn't expect from a best friend. I'll leave it at that. Lots of drama. Then there's Shauna. And I really like Shauna because she's just your everyday type of down-to-earth female. And that's not to say that I don't like Nyree. That's my heart. But Shauna is a different type of character. She's come from a family where she's been afforded some privileges. But Shauna doesn't take advantage of those privileges. In fact, the way that she lives, you wouldn't even think that she's ever been afforded privileges. And she ends up seeing a man falling in love with this guy who's seemingly the perfect guy, but unbeknownst to her, he's married. And so that becomes a problem. And he knows that she has some financial privileges, and he takes advantage of those privileges. And he's taken a large sum of money from her and, quite frankly, hasn't paid her back and puts her in a financial bind. But because she has this love for him, she's like, oh, it'll be okay. And so one day, Shauna wakes up out of her naivety and is like, okay, this is not going to be okay. This is what we're doing. And she befriends the lover's wife. And I won't tell you any more about that, but this whole situation gets real sticky. Hence, I came up with the title Chaotic Bliss, because a lot of times people's lives are so chaotic, but they're just at a place where they're at bliss with all the foolishness that's going on in their life, if that makes sense. Then I have a couple other books. Crazy Faith. I like to talk about Crazy Faith. It's an anthology. And I love Crazy Faith because it's brought authors together to share their crazy fake testimonies. And so a lot of times I'm asked, what is crazy faith? And what it is, it's really just radical faith. Like, you don't have to have a whole lot of faith in life for something to happen. You just have to have the faith and then act on it, move on it. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So, like, I can have faith all day that I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Yeah, I got faith in it. I got faith in it. And my faith is wonderful to have. But if I never change my eating habits, that could be poor, or I never work out, or to move this faith, it's just like the Bible says, faith without works is dead. Like, I can't sit here and eat a dozen donuts every day talking about, oh, I got faith, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Like, that's not how that works. You have to have that radical faith, and then you have to do something to propel it, to move it forward. I also have another anthology that's called Never Would Have Made It, A Testimony of What God Has Done in My Life. If I know everybody, unless you've been under a rock, has heard Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. And so the Never Would Have Made It, A Testimony of What God Has Done in My Life, that's the title, and that's just really what that book is about. It's an anthology, as I mentioned, where authors just share their Never Would Have Made It moments. And I know we've all had some Never Would Have Made It moments. Everybody could testify to, you know, some Never Would Have Made It moments in their lives. And so that is what we do in that book. And that book is available on Amazon. Crazy Faith is available on Amazon. Then I have a book that is called The Divas Dating Assessment Tool, Girl Please. That book was really inspired by a coworker who, at the time when we were working together, oh my gosh, that's been a long time ago. We started working together in 2003. Yeah, and his daughter was dating. She was just starting to date. And what was happening, she was dating these guys who were, for the lack of better words, just knuckleheads. And it was just like, I can't believe she's gotten involved with this guy and he did blah, 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 blah. And so we would begin to talk about, like, you know, what she needs to do when she's dating, some questions, some things she needs to screen them. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm a teacher, and so we do assessments all the time. And so it's like, she needs to be assessing these guys. She needs to know this and that before she wastes her time with them. And so that's kind of how I came up with that book, The Divas Dating Assessment Tool, Girl Please. It's more like a journal with prompts that help ladies to kind of figure out what it is they want in a relationship and who it is they want to maybe, you know, spend time with, or maybe who you don't want to spend time with. And what I found is sometimes we end up with the wrong people because we're not asked the right questions. And from teaching high school and hearing young ladies vent and ask questions about relationships, it's like, how is it that you didn't know this about this person? And what I found out is communication is key. Sometimes when you know things, you don't know. There was one young lady who was dating this guy, and all she knew was his nickname. She did not know his first name, and I was just really baffled by that. I'm like, you don't know his first name? Are you serious? And she was like, dead serious. Like, I mean, it sounds like common sense, but if you're going to be dating somebody, you need to know their first and last name. You don't need to know that they're known in the streets as Ray Ray or whatever, you know, cool name or not so cool name that people have. And then finally, I want to wrap it up with my last book that's out, My Love Won't Last. No, it's not My Love Won't Last Forever. I am so goofy. It is called The Love of My Life. It is called The Love of My Life. I have these characters, Gia, Infinity, and Taboo. Gia has always, always, always been in love with Infinity, who is just a few years older than her. She's known him since childhood, and he was her brother's best friend. There's a lot of drama that goes on with in that story. Infinity actually was accused of murdering Gia's brother, and so there's a whole lot of drama that goes on with that because she, in her heart, does not believe it to be true. But, you know, everybody's kind of like, how is it that you got this accused murderer? This is the dude that took your brother out. And they got to a lot of drama and everything, and she's always believed in him, and he gets exonerated, and things don't work out nice and neat with a bow tie. She ends up with a guy named Taboo. I mean, if you just listen to the name Taboo, you already know that that's dangerous, okay? And so he brings a lot of drama and danger into her life. And Infinity is kind of like on the sideline, and she's kind of like, I really want to be with Infinity, but I'm with Taboo, and it's dangerous for me if I decide to leave Taboo. Taboo's like, you're not leaving me for Infinity. You can have a crush on him all day long, but if you think you're going to leave me, it's not you walking away. You'll be walking away in a body bag. So, Love of My Life, definitely a book you want to pick up. It is available on Kindle. It just released April 30th, and it is semi-based because, like, I did not have that kind of drama in my life, but it's a love story. And so it's semi-based on the love of my life, and so you need to check it out. It's on Kindle, and I believe, like, I'm almost at the end of my time, so I will tell you, I am Jazaira Bradley. You can connect with me on Facebook. Jazaira is spelled J-A-H-Z as in Zeal, A-R-A, Bradley, on Facebook. I'm Literary Jazaira on Instagram. I'm Literary Jazaira on Twitter. And if you want to email me, my email is simple. It's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, 124, at gmail.com. Again, my name is Jazaira, J-A-H-Z, as in zeal, A-R-A. So I have enjoyed spending time with you all. I'm sorry I cannot get the phone lines to work to be able to bring people in. I deeply apologize, but thank you all for listening. Thank you for letting me be a part of your Mother's Day 2020. And I hope you enjoy my books. I hope you will buy one for yourself, buy one for a friend, buy one for an enemy. I don't care. Share. Sharing is caring. So thank you so much. I want to again thank AAALAC for allowing me to utilize your platform to share with your guests, your audience, and readers about what I do. Thank you so much. I have had an awesomely amazing time this evening. You all take care and stay blessed.